Technology today has never been smarter. But smart only matters when you put it to good use. Together we can build a smarter future for all of us. Let's put smart to work. Find out how at ibm.com/smart.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Amazon remains on the search for its highly anticipated second headquarters, and plenty of real estate investors are ready, some would say anxiously awaiting, any opportunity to buy property in whichever city Amazon picks. Some aren't even waiting. More on how speculators are gobbling up any chance to invest in real estate as the search for Amazon HQ2 rages on. That's after these tech headlines. Oculus VR co-founder Brendan Areeb has announced over social media that he is leaving Facebook, the latest in a series of executives to exit from the company. He serves as vice president of computer-tethered virtual reality for Facebook. He left his role as chief executive officer of Oculus in 2016. Facebook said Nate Mitchell, also an Oculus co-founder, would take over the newly vacated role. Last month, Facebook introduced a new device called the Oculus Quest that is designed to deliver high-end VR content without the need to be tethered to a computer or game console. Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg says it's time for companies to lean in. And as the founder of leanin.org, she says the first steps is ensuring that hiring and promotions are fair from the start. This is a key finding of the Women in the Workplace 2018 report, the result of a joint multi-year survey by leanin.org and McKinsey. Only about 1 in 5 senior leaders is a woman, and just about 1 in 25 is a woman of color. However, women are doing their part. They've been earning more bachelor's degrees than men for over 30 years, and they've been asking for promotions and negotiating salaries as often as men. The journal has more details on the workplace report, the largest study of its kind, with 4 years of data from 462 companies. And it appears that Russian trolls have inflamed the NFL's anthem controversy. Over the final months of 2014 through the middle of this year, 491 accounts linked to Russia's internet research agency Troll Farm sent more than 12,000 tweets about the NFL or the national anthem demonstrations. Researchers from Clemson University provided the Wall Street Journal with the tweets, which come from the accounts shut down by Twitter. Clemson researchers said still active ones strongly suspected to be Russian trolls have continued to weigh in on divisive sports topics, including a recent Nike campaign and the controversial U.S. Open final. Coming up, how the search for Amazon's second headquarters has already sparked real estate speculation on the up-and-coming tech hub cities. The list of 20 finalists for Amazon's second headquarters includes cities like New York and Los Angeles, as well as Denver, Pittsburgh, and Nashville. Where Amazon HQ2 lands, no matter, not for real estate investors at least. They are already hard at work raising funds to invest in real estate near the winning site, wherever that may be, so they can immediately pounce after the winner is announced. Here to talk about how the search for Amazon's second headquarters has certainly brought some excitement into the real estate world is The Wall Street Journal's Keiko Morris joining us in the podcast studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
The prospect of an Amazon city really has real estate investors scurrying to wherever this new Amazon headquarters ends up. First off, what kinds of moves are we seeing being made? You know, how are they jumping on this in a way that they feel puts them ahead of the game?
So it's not a huge number of investors, but there are some that are positioning themselves, trying to get ready to either put together a fund so that they can pounce immediately as soon as Amazon announces what city they're going to. There are some who are buying shares in a real estate investment trust that owns property that's being pitched for an Amazon site. And they think, you know, people have been speculating this is the one in Crystal City, Northern Virginia, connected to the DC metro system. And so people are sort of placing their bets through buying shares. And there is a real estate fund that is doing that. And then others are sort of trying to pull together cash commitments. so that within the first 6 months or so that Amazon announces, they can move fast. Of note is a Seattle real estate startup that's City Builder, and the founder is raising about $100 million fund targeting Los Angeles, Seattle, and then the city that Amazon chooses for its second headquarters. So that's kind of interesting. And he's been pitching proprietary software that will allow him to quickly scour the underutilized residential sites and then obviously make offers.
It's so interesting to see this play out because, like you say, it's basically placing bets on the next new tech hubs out there in a way. So what are they? Where is the next pool of tech talent, and what makes these kinds of cities so appealing? Why are we seeing this play out in this almost desperate way by some real estate investors?
Well, I think these investors are looking at these cities as prospects of where tech talent is going to grow, because obviously Amazon put these cities on as their 20 finalists. They announced 20 finalists in January. In a way, it's identifying areas where housing values could grow based off of these trends, right? Where other companies would like to be. So Amazon, in some ways, has just sort of flagged, you know, where some of these bright prospects are for them. Folks might be just looking at these cities and saying, okay, even if Amazon doesn't go there, it's a decent bet.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you mentioned trends, and it's also interesting to see this ripple effect happen because, in highlighting the 20 finalists as these tech cities, apparently it's been a boost to them in terms of attention and, more importantly, investment. Being a potential, ideal tech hub city hasn't been a bad thing, and we're already seeing that as a result since the announcement.
Yes. Although I do have to note that so one of the gentlemen that I spoke with in Pittsburgh, David Cunningham, he's a longtime owner of rental properties. He's a retired firefighter and has been invested for decades. He saw values rising and interest from outside investors starting up before Amazon even announced its search for a second headquarters.
Okay.
So, again, a lot of these cities are
making their mark in a way.
They're on the rise, which is why Amazon selected them.
Right.
And obviously, Amazon's selection also gives them an extra boost.
Doesn't hurt.
But it's hard to tell exactly what is an Amazon effect and, what is not. Aside from these folks that we identified in the story saying, no,
right.
We're betting.
For more on the story, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Keiko, thanks so much for the time.
No problem. Thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing, reporting from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.